WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Just before that announcement, you heard Vanity Project with the Churn from the Churn EP. Before that, Cernio with the tune Sakude. And coming up now, I have DJ Shadow with the tune Craig Ingalls and Wrightson from the new release Action Adventure. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. That was George Riley with the tune Skin from the new release Unlimited Love. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. And right now I have O'Flynn and Fraser Ray with the tune You Need Me. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
You need me. Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Coming up now, I have Loggy with the tune Now That You're Gone, the Akai S1000 mix. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Me on a string and made me waste my time. talking under me and you.
Currently listening to Neo Archives, and before this we had Dom Valentino with Young Folks featuring Anna of the North and Alfie Templeton. Before that, Disclosure with Higher Than Ever Before. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sunrise, bang your head against the wall. We'll be right back.
Why does it speed up time? Why does it speed up time?
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
Just before that announcement, you heard Koreatown Acid with the tune There's No Turning Back from the release Metamorphosis. Melody ESP before that with D. Atas from Hypernatural. And coming up now, I have Logic 1000 with Self to Blame featuring Kayla Blackmon. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org.
am a solo dancer. My feet don't touch the ground. No, I don't need another to help me break it down. But when you came along, you turned my life around. Go ahead and change the song. I'm ready to belong. I'm ready now that I've been found. I've burned my soul to love this life. 2,000 miles to go. Energy too hot to hold. I feel the power. 2,000 miles to go.
I'm gonna burn my soul to love this guy. 2,000 miles to go.
You're currently listening to Rari with the tune Boy, the Italo Brutalo remix. Before this, Eric Sharp and Clavet with 10,000 Lightning Bolts. And also Daniel Esperanza with Ruben on der Roche. Before that, from Tour de Trom 25. And I apologize if I made any mistakes there. There was a wasp crawling on my mixer for a minute there. Had to take care of that. Anyway, coming up next, I'll have Parcells with the tune Shadow, which they did live from Paris on the release Live Volume 2. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org. You're currently listening to Parcells with the tune Shadow. That's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com. It's the best way to get in touch with me, and I have some old shows posted up there if you missed one.
RCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
You know, you really have to hand it to some of these Republicans. They are genius in their depravity. And this story that we start with today is really the epitome of that. A Tennessee city named Murfreesboro, which over the years has come up. You know, you wouldn't think that doing a show about national and international politics, you would end up talking about Murfreesboro, Tennessee too often. But in fact, if you go back into the archives, you find that it has come up time and again on the program because they have a problem. They have a sickness there where these extremist right wing ideologues, usually informed by absolutely unconstitutional fantasies for Christian nationalism, come up with ordinances or movements or ideas that appall and shock anybody who believes in separation of church and state, anybody who believes in just letting people do what they want to do if it's not harming anybody else. And here is where we are today. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, effectively banned being gay in public. And as the New Republic reports, many people missed it and they are now starting to implement the law. Here's what's going on. Again, this is a New Republic article, which we will link to. A city in Tennessee is using a recently passed ordinance essentially prohibiting homosexuality in public to try to ban library books that might violate the new rules. So here's how they build this up. Murfreesboro passed an ordinance in June banning, quote, indecent behavior. There's always layers to this. Oh, okay, you can't do indecent behavior in public. What exactly does that mean? Well, it includes, quote, indecent exposure, public indecency, lewd behavior, nudity, or sexual conduct. Now, journalist Aaron Reed first reported about this. It specifically refers to Section 2172 of the city code. The city code states sexual conduct includes flat out homosexuality. Anyone who violates the new ordinance is barred from hosting public events or selling goods and services at public events for 2 years. Anyone who violates the ordinance in the presence of minors is banned for 5 years. Now, what you essentially have here is carte blanche to say the fact that you are walking down the street holding hands as a man with another man or a woman kissing another woman, by its very nature, that potentially gets you banned from doing business for 2 years in the city. This also is being used for all sorts of purposes for limiting what books are available. There is, as the article says, an ACLU-backed challenge has already been launched, but it hasn't stopped city officials from implementing the measure. The Rutherford County Steering Committee met to discuss removing all books that might potentially violate the ordinance from the public library. Murfreesboro city officials have already used the ordinance to ban four books that merely discuss LGBTQ themes. They also put in place a new library card system that categorizes books into age groups. Children and teenagers will only be allowed to check out books corresponding to their age group and will need a parent or guardian to check out so-called adult books. Now, this is part of a much larger, I guess we would call it an attack on all sorts of content that we are seeing nationally that, quite frankly, is really not very controversial when you're talking about, you know, a 17-year-old in high school reading about the fact that, oh, gay people exist. These are really not controversial things in 95% of the developed world and even in most of the United States. But when you look around the country, you see the usual suspects. And that, again, Murfreesboro, Tennessee keeps coming up here. This is part of, you know, when I interviewed Rosie O'Donnell several months ago, and she really pays she is paying very close attention to the backslide that we started to see very acutely during the Trump era. And we are continuing to see at the local level, even despite the fact that Joe Biden is now president. There is a very definitive backslide.